BukeandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
Break Show. Yeah, so Break Show coming, Joe, please sit. Superman says, retarding the bread means slowly raising its temperature or something like that. The retarder was just a chrome-colored box with shelves that could hold about 180-foot-long sections of bread. The retarder is before the oven, before you bake it. Before you bake it. Oh, we got to look up the money line because no one's looking it up for us. You guys are complete idiots. Super Bowl money line. Super Bowl odds 2017. Money line. Oh, wait, this is from 5 days ago, though. It wouldn't have changed, right?
No.
Oh, shit. New England is 156 and Atlanta is plus 136. So if Andrew bets $100 on Atlanta per odds shark. Odds shark? Let's see if we can get something better than that. Oh, NFL Las Vegas Sportsbook odds. This should be good. NFL Vegas Insider. So we got... we have Atlanta at 116, 135, 120, 130, 130, 120, 126, 125, 130. Huh. Okay. So if Andrew bets $100 on Atlanta, I owe him $130 if they win, is how it works. And is everyone else getting the same result as me? 130 about? Maybe 125? Although... it's kind of fair if you say 130 because in that case, we're basically getting rid of the house edge. So it's actually a better deal for me if we go with 130.
So what are the odds?
130 is the money line.
How does that work?
Okay, so plus 130 for Atlanta means if you bet $100 on Atlanta and they win, you win 130.
Okay.
Because they have a less chance of winning.
What if you bet on New England?
If you bet on New England, it's a minus money line. So for some of these, you have to bet 140, for example, or 150 to win 100.
Okay, I get it. Is there a score included in that, too? Like, is there a spread?
No, just this is not betting on the spread.
Win or lose.
Betting on the spread is an even bet. Like, you bet 100,
right,
you win
100. Yeah, that makes
sense.
This
is money line. Yep. You bet on the winner.
I get it.
I prefer money line because you're not rooting for, like, oh, my God, I hope they get another field goal even though they're already winning.
Right.
Okay, let's see. Break show notes. What would happen if I was in a restaurant? You know how they put the money? They put the food down on that tray, and then they start serving the table. What would they do if I just grabbed two plates and started running for it?
Tackle you?
Like, out of the restaurant?
They wouldn't even know what to do. They'd be like, okay.
And what? Into your car?
Well, they're not going to call the police.
Why would they not?
They would not.
A man just stole food.
Excuse me, sir. A man just stole a burger and a steak on a plate. They were cooked, and he's driving away now.
Yeah, they would give him
the license.
No way. Absolutely.
I can outrun them.
Especially.
You can outrun the cops in their cars?
No. They wouldn't know. I'm going to dress all black.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Nilla what?
Get a license plate cover.
No, I'm not even going to have a car.
Oh, yeah. Do it in a restaurant in a city. I see what you're saying. Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
In the country. Just run 20 miles.
Just right in Keene.
Well, I'll have a car, but it'll be like several blocks away.
Oh,
so
I see.
They can't look at it and be like, oh, that's his license plate
number.
Good
sense.
That, nothing will be suspicious when you show up to the restaurant dressed all in black with a hoodie on.
I feel like I'm gonna get away with
it. And you're just standing in the corner waiting for somebody to bring out food.
Even if you don't get away with it, what's the penalty? You're gonna be in front of Judge Burke, and he's gonna be like, "Okay, you're charged with stealing one burger and one steak. That's gonna be $30."
This could turn into a thing. You could do this every 3 or 4 months, and you would be like the food stealer.
Sorry, I unplugged the cam.
Will you please go smoke so I can do a break show?
No, your break shows are over.
That is not true.
That was fast.
If I were a prostitute, I would offer to do the dishes after.
Remember when Nick used to complain so much because you'd go have a cigarette?
Yeah.
And it would take too long for the break show? And now...
I just want to do some content.
Well, do it.
Do it on the show.
No.
It doesn't work that way.
It does, too.
I can't believe that if you're going to buy a coat in a coat store, there's not a freezer.
To test it out? That's pretty smart.
That would be a really interesting way to market your coat store.
Hell yeah. It's got to have fans like so the wind can blow, and you'd be like, oh, yeah. Wow, this is a... Yeah.
All you need is a freezer, like a deep freeze, like from any restaurant.
Yeah.
And a fan.
Yep.
And then, like, you could get a... Oh, you could just get a hose and have a hose nozzle.
Oh, yeah, it could spritz.
Put it on mist.
Yeah.
And put it in front of the fan. And it snows on you.
Or just get one of those fans that mists.
Yeah.
They make those.
Okay.
That blow mist.
And then they have the guys that run out and start beating you up. And they're like, this is how well the coat can protect you from a from a alley beating. I wish daylight savings time was 1 hour and 38 minutes.
Why?
So everyone would have to set their clocks, like, really precisely and confuse people even more. And then they'd go on Facebook and go, I can't believe the government's screwing up the time. I'm a libertarian.
Well, it wasn't daylight savings, but we had to do that in Afghanistan because those stupid fucks are 30 minutes off of the time zone they're in.
What?
Weird.
Yeah.
Plus, you couldn't pull something off like that in Afghanistan, changing clocks.
Yeah.
There's no way that shit would
Yeah, if you change a clock, you get your hands cut off.
Probably. No, I just don't think people, like half the country, like doesn't half the people in the city would, still not know what time it was.
They don't have clocks.
They don't have the stability to handle something like that. Yeah.
Clocks they have technology.
I saw them bringing in a TV like the size of the one that you have, Puke, which is what, 65 inches?
65, yeah.
Yeah, into like a mud hut in Kabul, Afghanistan.
That's great.
So they could afford a huge TV, or they probably stole it.
Well, what's the deal with the UAE?
What about them?
It's why are they so wealthy?
Oil?
Yeah.
Is it oil?
Oh, they're
U.S. It's all friendly. Oil. It's the same.
The size of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, that's the thing. They have like the really, really nice spot. Same with Bahrain.
Yeah.
And who else? Puke. There's a couple of them over there. There's Qatar.
Qatar?
Yeah, Qatar.
But like,
Qatar.
Have you seen like Dubai? Kuwait?
Yeah.
I have, yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's the greatest city on the planet, is it not?
Most of those buildings are empty as far as I understand it.
They have like a skyscraper that they had a couple tennis stars play a match on or something crazy like that, right?
Why not? They're right, fucking incredible.
It was like 100 stories up or something.
Yeah, they're like, we're Dubai. We're the best.
Yeah.
We actually wanted to have the tennis players play upside down.
Yeah, it's the building that it looks like a sail to a ship. There it is. Bam.
But like I saw a shot of Dubai or Abu Dhabi of like downtown, and every fucking building looked this incredible.
Yep.
And they were just everywhere.
Yeah, it's crazy. They have a fuck ton of money, and I don't know if anybody's
like
going
Vegas there. Looked like a piece of shit compared to this place.
It does, yeah.
I don't understand. Why don't we live there?
Because you're white.
Why don't we just do... There's plenty of white people there.
You're going to get Nilla.
Did you see the most recent Grand Tour?
I did.
Everyone in the audience was white.
I also saw a documentary on Netflix about the Burj Al Khalifa. And
what?
Burj Al Khalifa.
What the fuck did you just say?
That's the tallest building on the planet.
Okay. How does anyone know what the hell you're saying or what that means?
Yeah, see that thing's sticking off? I think they played tennis on that.
There's a helipad up there.
I think they played tennis on the helipad.
There's actually a tennis court probably.
Look it up.
Burj Al
Khalifa.
There's no way you spelled that right.
Right there. There we go. And it is the tallest building on the planet.
Why don't we all just look to them and just do whatever they're doing?
Because we don't have that much money.
But aren't they all crazy Muslims?
My God, look at this. Yeah, they are. It's weird.
So how is that possible? Because this city is like Vegas.
They took the things that they like and kept the things that they like. So I'm pretty sure like women can't go to school there.
What?
But they don't mind like selling oil to the United States or things like that. And letting ships dock in their ports from the United States or from Europe.
I don't feel like anywhere that's this successful and this opulent could be that backwards.
That religious?
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong.
Like, you don't succeed by being religious.
I think it's like a facade. Like,
they're not
like
as bad
that
as Saudi
Democrats
Arabia.
Really care about minorities, right? They just care about winning elections. These guys are like... We really care about the Quran, but really what they really care about is money and skyscrapers and
yeah, they just
like that. Right.
They just wear the garb for the fashion.
Yeah,
exactly.
Anyway, there were white people living in this building, and it was they were horrible people. Nick,
whenever someone sends me an email and it says the person that sent you this email wants you to send a read receipt, will you do that? And I always say no. Screw them. I'm not sending you a read receipt.
That sounds kind of rude.
No, they're trying to keep tracks on me.
Right.
Keep tracks on me.
Yeah, because then they're going to be like...
Wish I could talk to you on Facebook Messenger, but I can't.
That fucker did read it. He hasn't responded. And then they get all pissed.
I hate when you're at a comedy show and the comedian on stage goes, "Everyone in a relationship, clap." And then the person I'm with claps and I don't.
Wow. Another 6 seconds.
I was at the grocery store. I couldn't find lemon juice. So I go up to the customer service stand and I go,
I love this guy. He's hysterical.
I can't find lemon juice and I need help. And she goes, check in produce. And I go, well, I saw the one in produce, but that's pretty expensive. Do you have like this brand of lemon juice? She's like, I don't know. Oh, wait, let me ask someone. It's like she realized in that second that, oh, wait, I'm working at the customer service stand.
She like
seemed very angry. She's like, instantly, I don't know.
Instantly went to cunt.
Right.
I don't fucking know.
And then she called like the manager. And I always feel like such a burden if a manager has to come over and be like, lemon juice is in aisle 4, you idiot.
Lemon juice for cooking is with the spices.
But how am I supposed to find this stuff?
Last night, I was in Hannaford. I had to ask where the matzo ball soup was because it wasn't where the matzo ball soup normally
wasn't
is.
Wasn't in the Jew
so
aisle?
So I asked this redheaded guy stocking eggs or something. And I'm like, where's your matzo ball soup? And he's like, huh?
He said, Trump, Jew, get out.
I said, matzo ball soup. And he's like, I don't know what that is. Yeah. I go, you know, Jewish soup, Jew food. I actually said it to him because I was on the phone with Ellen at the time.
Jew food.
But apparently they don't have it. And they're anti-Semitic.
Oh, wow.
That's a microaggression.
Yeah. I should have been outraged and started knocking over aisles.
Absolutely.
Where do you find the crazy?
Wait, are progressives for or against Jews?
I think they
I'm
like Jews
this one anyway.
For the most part.
They don't like Israel.
But they really don't like Ben Shapiro.
Okay.
Because he's smart.
Jews are generally smarter and wealthy, and so I bet liberals don't like them.
And they're against Wall Street, right, which has a lot of Jews in it.
Yeah, yeah. But
all the Jews.
Jews are generally liberal. Look at Sarah Silverman.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
She's from New Hampshire, right?
She's a...
I don't know.
I think she's from New Hampshire.
She's a famous Jew, though, like a celebrity Jew, and they're crazy. Did you see on Twitter or whatever she was calling for a coup, a military coup of Trump? That was hilarious.
That's that tolerant left.
Yeah. It's also hilarious because I don't know what military would be cooing because most of the military folk I know are not exactly liberal.
So what's that, Nick?
What did you need lemon juice for?
Oh, I've switched to drinking just lemon juice instead of boxed wine. My body thinks it's the same thing. I've tricked it.
Your body thinks it's the same thing.
They're both like acidic, so my body goes, ah.
And you're getting drunk off of lemon juice.
I'm not
now.
Getting
like
drunk.
The cooking lemon juice like or lemonade?
It's like a synthetic.
Not lemonade.
Alcohol.
Just lemon juice.
Wow, weird.
I'm not getting drunk off it.
Oh, then what's the point?
It's a replacement, so I don't drink boxed wine.
I want to get into that on the regular show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's stupid.
The regs.
One time, my mom took me to this nursing home to visit someone she knew.
She's trying to drop you off?
But the person she knew was rooming with this other old lady, and this other old lady grabbed me and said, I'm worried about the children. You need to warn them.
You should have played off
that. Warn the children.
Really? Did you play off that?
And I go, okay. And then my mom came over and was like, what are you guys talking about? And the old lady goes, I'm worried about the children.
What'd your mom say?
And my mom said, my children? She said, no, the children.
How old were you?
She was obviously losing her brains. Like 7 or
nice.
6 or something.
Can we go find her and interview her?
She was 92. I'm sure she's probably still
long dead.
Fine.
The nursing home has taken a loss on her.
What do you think the exchange rate between U.S. dollar and yin yang is?
How about the Vietnamese dong?
That's all of it.
The dong.
It's everything I've thought of in the past 2 weeks.
How? Speaking of which, how many Chinese people have you guys ever interacted with?
Many.
Too many.
Instead of saying, they say nigga, nigga.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. They say nigga.
Instead of what?
Instead of going like,
And it also means like this or that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When they're talking and you hear them say, nigga, you know, nigga, they're saying this over here or that over there.
Yeah, it's great because you're just standing there listening to them. They're just like, nigga, 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 nigga. Yeah, not quite, but it's hilarious.
Get that drop.
Damn it. Trump 2020.
Boop! Nobody else pooped.
Good job, Andrew.
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.